This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by our guy, the guy that you all love and adore today. Well, I mean, if we're honest, I love and adore this guy every day. He is Bill Ryder from, of course, CBS Sports HQ. And of course, follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder. Catch him on the Infinity Sports Network. You used to be able to listen to him in Milwaukee until we added more local programming with the Pack-A-Day radio show and the Mason Crosby show from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. You can, of course, still stream that on your Odyssey app. Bill, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, thank you. And but Milwaukee, I'm from near there. I have family there. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger.
Okay,
here,
but
hello.
But okay, hold on. And I've been trying to tell people this off the air that are texting me. I was like, first of all, he's got like friends and family here. He's not an anti-Milwaukee guy, because this is I'll give you our take. Okay, is for the last, I don't know, 5 to 7 years, it feels like anytime there's any type of a hiccup with this team, it always begins on ESPN or wherever of, oh, Giannis isn't happy, he's going to leave. Oh, if Giannis isn't happy, he's going to leave. And it doesn't feel like this necessarily happens to anybody else around the league other than Giannis and the Bucks. And it feels like, from our perspective, that they just want to get Giannis out of the small market Milwaukee to a bigger market as soon as possible.
I mean, here's the thing. I understand the sentiment, because I'm from Dubuque, Iowa, and yes, my cousins and my uncle and my aunt, people I love very much, live in Milwaukee and or are from Milwaukee. But Giannis is the one that really kind of put this in the ether when he talked to Sam Amick from The Athletic, Sparky, a few weeks ago, and made that comment that some thought was a joke, some thought wasn't, right? He was joking with a staffer from the Bucks with Sam standing there saying, oh, if it doesn't go well, maybe they'll trade me. And I'm just telling you, that is why I started making phone calls. And it is an overwhelming amount of reporting. People in the NBA who think this guy is going to make himself available if things go badly. To the point, Sparky, that I was almost running late to talk to you because another executive who I didn't talk to for this story called me and was like, wow, how did you know? Here's what else I've heard. It's 100% true. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Milwaukee. I can't speak to the past. I'd love him to stay. I love that part of the country. But the reality is, if things don't go well, the expectation almost universally across the NBA is he will try to be somewhere else in at least a year, maybe earlier.
Okay, so this is a couple of things that I don't like hearing. Number one, I don't like hearing, not necessarily from you, but from others, well, the Bucks didn't do enough to put stuff around him in order to win. I mean, the first time he was up for that massive contract extension, they went out and got Drew Holiday. That led to a championship. The next time he was eligible for another massive contract extension, they went and got Damian Lillard to replace Drew Holiday. Now, everybody can spare me on the, oh, I'd rather have Drew Holiday. No, you wouldn't. Yes, defensively, he's great. But that's not the issue. The issue with the Bucks is Giannis himself can't stay healthy. He's been hurt five of the last six postseasons, I believe, including the year when they won the championship. If you want to point fingers at why this team can't go back and win another championship, it starts with him not being available in the postseason, Bill Ryder.
Well, Sparky, here's the thing. Sure, we could argue about it, But I think it's an important distinction to say to you and to say to your audience, I don't want Giannis to leave, and it's not me that's the problem in terms of him leaving. Direct that message to Giannis. It doesn't matter what's true. It doesn't matter what's fair. It doesn't matter what should happen. When Kevin Durant wakes up and doesn't want to be in Brooklyn anymore, It doesn't matter that it's Kevin Durant's fault. He leaves. When James Harden forces his way to Philadelphia and then throws some kind of a weird diva fit, decides he hates Daryl Morey, it doesn't matter if James Harden's being fair. He goes somewhere else. So everything you said is totally legitimate. Now, I would quibble with, I think John Horst, the GM, did an amazing job putting together the team that won the championship, and I don't think John gets the credit he deserves. I am not a big Doc Rivers guy, but
we
Doc's
know.
Not the person who went and got Damian Lillard. But as I understand it, this is Doc Rivers' team. Things there are not particularly it's not warm hugs and puppy dogs and rainbows. So there's a lot of, I think, nuance here to what's going on, what's gone wrong, why the Lillard bet didn't work. But none of it matters. All that matters is what Giannis thinks and whether he is rational or not about it, whether he's fair or not, whether he is taking into account everything you're saying or he's not. The only thing that is significant is whether Giannis one day wakes up and says, I don't want to be here. And there are a lot of very important people in the NBA, including many I talk to who run NBA front offices, who are gleefully rubbing their hands together because they think that day is coming and they have a shot at it.
Well, they've thought it before and they were wrong. So maybe they'll be wrong again. I don't know. I will say this. I've been saying for the last couple of months on my show that I think this is the last dance for the Bucks, for this version of the Bucks. If you look at Middleton's contract situation, if you look at Brook Lopez and his aging butt, he's playing well, obviously, for the first three games, but his contract situation, the Bobby Portis contract situation, it does feel like they're going to have to redo things here after this year at this point, even though people may not want to admit to it one way or the other. But couldn't you use that, or maybe you can't, use that as a deal? If you're Doc Rivers, like, hey, guys, let's look at the reality. Like, we're not getting any younger. Yeah, we got a bunch of young guys, but they're still trying to figure it out. This core has been together for a while. We all know the contract situations. This may be it. This may be our last hurrah. Let's do this and finish. Why can't you just say it and go with it?
I mean, yes. I'm not trying to be flippant in my response because, again, there's no NBA team in Iowa. So, like, Milwaukee, the Bucks were always one of those teams that I root for and on the radio. I want the Bucks to do well. But what Doc should probably do is figure ways to win basketball games and not be, hopefully after tonight, not 1-4. I mean, that's the other thing. They play Memphis tonight, then they go, I think it's Cavs, Utah, okay, fine, Knicks, Celtics. They could be 2-8, they could be 3-7. And so part of the point is, and the idea out there is, people are hoping that things fall apart. If they don't, if Milwaukee's really good, when Middleton comes back, everything's great. If the defense gets better, if Giannis stays healthy, if he and Dame figure it out, obviously Dame's been really good offensively, then yes, I think this can go away. The solution is winning basketball games, right? That's the answer. You got to be near the top in the Eastern Conference. You have to have a competitor. And when Giannis Antetokounmpo, on I think Sparky, it's December 6th, turns 30, which an executive just told me is I never heard this before. That's the midlife crisis year for an NBA player.
Oh my
the rest
God.
Of us, he said, it's 40. Man. You just want the guy to look out and be like, okay, yeah, like we got a chance. Because if he doesn't think that, like every other star in the NBA, he's probably going to try to go somewhere else.
See, and that's makes people cringe, too. I mean, James Harden and Giannis should never be put in the same sentence. Just compare the two. Durant and Giannis, in my mind, should not be put in the same sentence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I mean, look, no one should be put in the same sentence, to be honest, other than Jokic and Embiid.
Luka, maybe.
Maybe Embiid. Luka, yeah, look, okay, yeah, look, I think SGA will be good this year. But again, like, I understand the reaction. I cannot tell you how many people in my instant messages on Twitter are saying vile things to me.
I'll
just say to them, I am not telling you he should leave. I am not telling you in the story that I want him to leave. I am telling you that people in the NBA who are much more connected and smarter than I am, I'm a reporter, right? I'm not an NBA front office person. I'm a reporter who talks to a lot of those people. They think pretty universally he is attainable. And I put in the story that it's just a rumor, but that someone was like, I think he wants to go to the Nets or the Heat. And I had another source call me again right before I got on with you, Spark. You said, hey, nice story today. And you nailed it. Those are the two teams. So this is out there. This is real, and the way the rumor mill tends to work in the NBA, if multiple front offices, and again, I know you have to take my word for it, but I talked to so many people and some really reliable high-level people who said, yes, this is happening. I wrote it, and then I have people calling me today saying, man, that story's dead on. Not that he's leaving, it's that there is a risk if the Bucks don't figure things out.
All right, let's talk about those two teams, Bill Ryder. If you don't mind, follow Bill on Twitter at SportsRyder. First of all, the Heat, I understand, right? The Heat have been a thorn in the Bucks' side for a long time. Everybody knows Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. That's not debatable. It's warm weather. It's great. So I get why, if this is going to happen, why he may want to go there. Fine, I get it. The Nets, I don't understand. I don't get it. Well, I don't get the allure. I mean, everybody has always said the Knicks, you know. He's got the New York ties because this whole front office came from the Knicks and Madison Square Garden outside of Jimmy Haslam, who unfortunately we got from the Browns now. But outside of that, I mean, everybody else in that front office is Madison Square Garden guys for the most part. So I could see maybe there being a tie-in there, maybe with the Knicks. The Nets, though, what's the attraction to the freaking Nets?
So I'll tell you what I've heard. I'll tell you what I've been told. That first of all, a big part of the attraction of the Knicks in general was New York City, right? Sounds like Giannis, like a lot of us. I think New York City loves New York. There's just a view out there that that team is complete and doesn't need to add somebody, doesn't need to blow it up. So in the current – these things can change, right? In the current – I mean, Damian Lillard thought he was going to be a member of the Heat. So now he's a Buck. These things can change. The Nets, so you know, if it doesn't work with Cap, maybe this changes. The Nets have a very respected GM in Sean Marks.
Yep.
I did not know this, but was told today that he has some kind of relationship, or there's a respect relationship between Sean Marks and Giannis' agent, right? So there's a connection there.
There you go.
But I think the main thing is just that the Nets, if you look at their contract situation, yeah, they're a total cluster, you know what, right now, but they have not given a lot of long-term contracts. They have financial flexibility. They've sort of planned around the idea in a couple years, right, go get a big name and or land a Cooper Flagg or somebody in these drafts. This next draft is really great, and apparently the draft after the kid's even better than Flagg. So there was this idea the Nets had that if they have a cap space and they land a star or draft one, they can build. So in that model, if you can land Giannis, you are not that far away from just being able to go spend money. And people want to play with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and people want to live in New York City. And so I think that's the combo. But again, these things shift. And it's one thing for people to think Giannis will say, I want to move, right? It's like getting a divorce or moving, which I've never done, or getting married or getting a new job. It's one thing to think about it. It's another to pull the trigger. A, Giannis hasn't pulled that trigger. And B, if he does, who knows in that scenario, A, where he wants to go. And B, as another source pointed out, whether Milwaukee would say, okay, we'll facilitate this, or we'll do what Portland did and say, we don't really care respectfully what you want. We're trading you where we need you. So there will be a lot of moving parts, I think, if he decides he wants to go somewhere else.
Bill Ryder, I want to talk about the other team you brought up in your story, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, from a Bucks fan perspective, they're loaded with young talent, draft assets, everything else. But does that fit? I mean, Chet Holmgren's pretty darn good based on the game last night.
Yeah, he's really. Oh, look, I think that when you are talking about Joker, Giannis, you're right. Maybe Luka. But when you're talking about Giannis, he fits anywhere. Right? He's so good. And not only that, he's a great teammate, right? He's a really good guy. He's drama-free.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I think you make it work, you make it fit. It absolutely works. I think the question becomes just, would Oklahoma, let's say that OKC wins a championship this year. They may not, but they just, I think they would probably go for it. I don't know. I haven't asked anybody in the Thunder. I have not sort of sourced out whether they'd be interested. I did quote somebody in the story who said I hadn't thought of that, but they obviously could be a team that could put together that kind of a deal. It also depends what the decision maker who's in Milwaukee wants, if Giannis wants to leave, because if it's a rebuild, then Oklahoma City makes a lot of sense. If, and I'm told that Doc Rivers, this happens, right, has accumulated a lot more decision-making and power in that organization than maybe we anticipated in January. If it's Doc Rivers really calling the shots, I don't know what Doc wants. Does he want to compete now, right? He's already won a championship in Boston. He has had, but been able to do that with the Clippers and the Sixers. So maybe he wants to thread that needle and bring in guys who can, it depends what you're asking if you're Milwaukee, because you can get almost anything, because Giannis is, I think he's the best player in the world a lot of years, a lot of nights. We haven't thought of him that way, or people haven't, because obviously the Bucks have not been at that level as Joker's team has been in the last couple of years.
One last question. I want we're recording this, you know, people are listening the whole deal. If the Milwaukee Bucks win the championship with Doc Rivers as head coach, how much are you going to run back on Doc Rivers and say, you know what, maybe he was better than I thought after all?
I mean, look, I don't think Doc Rivers is very good at his job.
I know you don't.
And this is – I am amplifying and repeating what a lot of people in the NBA think. But if Doc Rivers wins an NBA championship with this Milwaukee Bucks team, yeah, I'll totally be wrong. And you know this if you've listened to the radio show, Sparky, which I know you were forced to. You should get bonus.
No, I loved
that.
It. I loved it, man. It's a great show.
I'll admit when I'm wrong. A lot of radio hosts don't do it. Bluster's not my thing, right? Most of this stuff is based on reporting. And if I'm wrong, then it happens. So, yeah, it'll be hard for me because I don't like Doc and I have not – I just don't like the way Doc has treated me and other people. But whatever, man. Like, that has nothing to do with basketball. So if he wins, good for him, and I was wrong.
There he is, Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at Sports Ryder, CBS Sports, NBA Insider, of course, Infinity Sports Network, Ryder Than You from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Check it out on your Odyssey app. Check him out on CBS Sports HQ as well. Bill, as always, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, even though you don't know it, Milwaukee, today, I love you, guy. I love that city. And to my family listening, don't be mad at me. I'm just the reporter. Sparky, love you, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.